Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin talks with Bishop T.D. Jakes and Aries Spears today. Roland, good morning.
Hey, folks, what's going on? Hope all is well with you. Shout out to Emmett and Pat Smith. I was there this weekend for their gala. Raised more than $1 million for the kids, Tom.
Nice.
So it was very good. Very good to see them, and a great job. Tomorrow in the nation's capital, the Senate is going to hold a hearing on the judicial nominations of President Barack Obama, folks who were appointed out of Georgia. It has ticked off Black caucus members in Georgia, people like Congressman John Lewis, as well as civil rights vets like Joseph Lowery, C.T. Vivian, and others. They say for the president to appoint a couple of individuals, one who led the voter ID effort, another one who voted for the Confederate flag, they should not be on the federal bench with lifetime appointments. Joining us right now is Congressman David Scott. Congressman Scott, how are you doing?
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Great. This has been, now, first of all, the CBC is ticked off because they were given no heads up at this hearing. The House is out this week. But what is your main opposition to these appointees?
Well, I think it's really despicable, and it's a shameful and painful chapter in American history. Here you have the architect and the attorney who defended the photo ID voter suppression here in Georgia. The very same laws that this president is fighting all across the country, he says, but yet will nominate this man who was the defender of photo ID and voter suppression in the state of Georgia to the federal bench for life to preside over this district in Atlanta where most of the Black people are. And Michael Boggs, who voted to keep the Confederate battle flag, the most vicious symbol of racism and oppression and white supremacy that is known to man today. And not only that, but who voted to end women's reproductive rights, voted against gay rights, and to have this being done by the first African-American president is shameful, it is painful, and it hurts deep.
Well, why did he do it?
Now, Congressman, Congressman. First of all, before you answer, I got a statement from the White House. They said that Senators Isaacson and Chambliss have now also agreed to support the president's nomination of Leslie Abrams to fill a seventh vacancy. These seven nominees include five women, one who will be the first female district judge in the court, and two who will be the first African-American female lifetime appointed judges in Georgia. The White House says that the Republicans, they had to cut a deal with the Republican senators, but critics say that four out of the seven are Republican appointees by a Democratic president. Congressman, go ahead.
Well, the whole point of the matter is this. It doesn't matter. They should not use Ms. Abrams as a cover to do this dastardly deed, that no white president, Democrat or Republican, would dare put on the court the defender of photo ID, voter suppression, where Black people and white people have gotten shot and hanged and killed for that. There's no excuse for that. The president should have stood up to those Republicans and said, no, I can't do this to my people. Why would you want me to vote? You wouldn't do it to George Bush. You wouldn't do it to Bill Clinton. Why are you doing it to me? He should have stand up and said, no, there's no reason for that. Ms. Abrams is a wonderful person.
Congressman,
but he should have said no.
Congressman, CBC members are also saying that I've heard from others that LGBT groups have been very vocal against these nominees. Pro-choice groups have been vocal,
yeah.
But civil rights organizations have been real quiet.
That's the other shameful and painful part about this. Why? Do you think they would have been quiet if it was George Bush putting forward the Confederate flag waiver to sit on the federal bench for life? Or women's reproductive rights opponent for life? No, they wouldn't have done this. The president, they take his niceness for weakness. He should have stood there strong and firm and said, absolutely no way. If you were President Roland Martin, would you put somebody like this on the court? There's no way you would go down in history, that rebel flag. And let me tell you something else. This isn't just punishing black people alone. White people like Governor Roy Barnes, who had the bravery and the courage to stand up against this. This white governor, he lost his seat, his governorship for that. White legislators from South Georgia who represent the same kind of white folks that Mike Boggs did. They decided that they wanted to move Georgia forward. White and black people stood up against the threats and took that Confederate battle flag off. These are the people that we ought to raise up and praise, and not somebody like Boggs who decided to take it back. And here's the other point, Roland, before I leave. This man did it in secret. He didn't let the Senate know about his votes on the rebel flag. He didn't let the Senate know about his votes against reproductive rights, against gay rights, about immigration. Just recently, he sent an addendum where he put all these votes in, and then he apologized to the Senate. That in and of itself, the deceitfulness of that, he knew those votes were against what America stands for.
Are you testifying before the hearing tomorrow?
They refuse to allow me to testify, a member of Congress. That's why I'm telling you, Roland, there's something rotten in this cotton, and it's stinking, and it's a foul odor that's coming out of that Senate. And my heart breaks because it's a shame that this is being done under the auspices of the first African-American president.
Congressman David Scott, Georgia, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much, sir.